Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
You're listening to Morning Edition on AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices on the boards of trade in Chicago and Kansas City. These don't reflect overnight trade, which we gave you those numbers in the last report, the pre-opening report at 849. And we saw soybeans start lower, but they're about mixed right now. The corn ended or started fractionally higher and moved up a little bit in the past few moments after the open. Let's start with the wheat, though. In Kansas City, the September contract opened this morning at 482 a bushel, unchanged. The December at 505, or check that, 495 and a half, up one penny. And March of next year's wheat in Kansas City at 499, and that was unchanged as well. September wheat in Chicago on the Board of Trade at 386 on the open, up 4 cents. December at 405, up 3/4. March, 423, up 2. July wheat for next year, 439 on the open, up 1 3/4 from yesterday's settlement. September corn opened at 236 and a half. That's up a half a penny. December, 253 and a quarter, up a half. March corn, 267, up a quarter. May at 276 and a quarter, down a quarter. July opened unchanged at 285 and a half. And December of 07 corn opened at $3 even, up a quarter. August soybeans at 579 on the opening today, down 2 3/4. September, 587, down 2 3/4. November opened at 601, down 1 3/4. January at 612 a bushel, down 2 1/4. March at 621 and a half, down 2.5 cents. And the May 07 bean contract at 632 on the opening today, down 1. In the products, August soybean meal at 168 even on the open, up 20. And September at 169 even, down 10. August bean oil opened at 25.95, down 13. September also opened down 13 at 26.16. Now turning to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, where the feeder cattle opened down today. August feeders opened at 114.50, down 82, or down 2.5, rather. September, 114.30, down 10. October opened down 5 at 114.30 as well. August live cattle at 83.95, down 32.5. October, 87.87.5, down 15. December live cattle, 88.20, down 20. In the lean hogs, August opened at 67.20, up 10. October, 59.45, up 17.5. December, 57.70, up 10. And February lean hogs opened at 59.15, down 2.5. August pork bellies opened down 22.5 at 91.20 this morning. And the February contract opened up 20 at 92.95.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Right now, the Wall Street figures look up by and large. The Dow Industrials are up 39 points at 11,142 almost. The S&P up a fraction at 1269, and the NASDAQ is up 4 points at 2074, a bit down from earlier in the day, but still up from yesterday's close. The commodity markets, though, outside the silver contract is up 36 cents an ounce right now for September at 1144. And August gold is up $14.60 an ounce at $636.50. Crude oil for September in New York up 46 cents at $74.40. The CRB index up 2 at $344.03. The U.S. dollar index is down 24 at $85.62. Looking at trade again right now on the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat is up from 3 3/4 to 6 cents a bushel, 5.5 cents up on the September Kansas City wheat contract. Corn has moved a little further upwards, up a penny and a quarter to 2 cents a bushel, and the soybeans are now mixed, the September at 0.75 cents down, and November farside beans a quarter penny up. Joining us now to make sense of this market on this Thursday morning is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Let's look, first of all, at how soybeans opened a bit lower and have swung upward in the first half hour of trading.
Well, I think they're finding a little spillover support probably from the higher wheat trade and higher corn trade. Export sales for beans were probably a little disappointing, but I think the meal sales was a little constructive, and I think the Census Bureau numbers are viewed as probably a little constructive, and I think probably soybeans are could be benefiting a little more from the higher outside inflationary markets. You know, gold up $14, $15. You've got the weakness in the dollar. So I think those are all kind of contributing factors here to a stable opening here to the grain complex after yesterday's pretty good decline.
And you mentioned exports. There was a much better than expected figure in the corn.
The corn number was had the high above trade expectations and well above what it was here a week ago. And I think overnight trade activity saw some pretty good export activity, too. That will be reflected in next week's report. This week's report didn't reflect last night's activity. So there is a little firmer tone to the export market in here, and I think that's, you know, helping out. But probably one of the main focuses here this morning in the commodity market is the heat wave expected to expand and broaden itself and move across the growing region here over the weekend. So, you know, that's going to put stress on the crop areas that have missed these rains, these July rains, and or have come up way on the short side. So the focus is still worry about the Western Corn Belt, whether or not we'll see more declines in the Western Corn Belt. We'll probably see some improvement in the East because the East has been able to catch the rains, at least this year, especially Illinois compared to where we were a year ago.
I was going to say that you could trade either way on the weather market. The longer-term picture sees some relief aside from some of the stress that might happen with this next heat wave coming up.
Correct, but I know we're in the Eastern Corn Belt here, and we're proud of it, but when you the imaginary line is kind of the Mississippi River for east and west, and there's more acres of corn and more acres of soybeans west of the Mississippi River than the east, and that's why the Western Corn Belt kind of gets a little more attention here with the dryness out there compared to what we got our focus on a year ago when it was just kind of the Illinois area that was on the short side of the moisture.
Is weather the trading factor that's moving wheat up this morning?
That and demand, yes. The truer reports are indicating some pretty weak spring wheat yields. The northern plains continue to be the main place of hot weather and dry weather stress on the spring wheat crop. So that's probably kicking it up a little bit more. But wheat took a pretty good hit yesterday, so you can kind of maybe view this as somewhat of a dead cat bounce, and I kind of think that's what's going on in corn and soybeans also. Now, the trade's going to argue to exactly what size the crop is, and that's what we're going to do here between now and the August crop report, and we'll then they maybe even argue with USDA's number. But we have a crop made, and once you've got a crop made, regardless of what the size of it is, it takes a lot of suspense out of the market. It takes a lot of worry out of the market, and that's kind of what we're seeing here. I think in corn and soybean prices with last week's decline, because those July rains came at a very critical time frame, and while overall crop ratings declined in the Western Corn Belt last week, they are improving here in the Eastern Corn Belt. So we do have a crop made. The question now is, you know, how big it is, but that's not going to be as big of a driving force as the worry is before you have a crop made. Mm-hmm. You know, during like the May and June time frame.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Jan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with AgriVisor Services. And let's go back to current trade on the Chicago Board of Trade. Recap some of the major contracts. September wheat in Kansas City is up 3¾ cents at 45¾. In Chicago, September soft red winter wheat at 387.5 up 5.5 cents. December at 407.5 up 3¼. The corn still modestly up. September at 237.5, up 1.5. December 253.75, up 1. The March corn contract 268, up 1.25. December of next year $3.75, up a penny. August soybeans are at 582 a bushel, up a quarter. September, though, down a quarter at 589.5. November up a half at 603.25. And November beans, November of 07 beans are up a penny and a quarter at 657.5. Bean meal is up 20 at 168 even for August. August bean oil at 2601, down 7. Looking at the Merck again, feeder cattle for August are down 17.5 at 114.35. August live cattle, 83.92.5, down 35, but the October is up 5 at 88.07.5. And lean hogs for August are at 67.55, up 45. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincolnland Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
We'll have our next update of the markets coming up at 10:58 Central Time. Our forecast from Mike Sola for today, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms across the two states, highs from 83 in eastern Indiana to 92 in southwest Illinois. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms again, maybe some dense fog developing in spots after midnight, the lows between 70 and 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny in northern Illinois, elsewhere partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs from 84 in southeast Indiana to 94 in northwest Illinois. Currently 81 degrees in Urbana outside Campbell Hall. 10 o'clock Central Time.